Man's glorious destiny on the newly created earth was shattered by the fall. Instead of rising in fellowship with God to happiness and eternal life, he began to descend to destruction and death. The fall of Adam and Eve from a state of innocence into sin was the turning point in the physical, moral, and spiritual history of mankind. Sin is the transgression of God's law, disobedience to the revealed will of God. It is, in essence, an act of rebellion against God. Man's first sin was committed in the Garden of Eden, the earthly paradise. In defiance of the one thing that God had forbidden, Adam and Eve placed themselves under God's judgment. Although physical death only came very much later, the sentence of death was immediately confirmed by God. "You will return to the ground from which you were taken," he said to the man. "For dust you are, and to dust you shall return." If our first parents had chosen to eat of the other tree, the tree of life, which was neither forbidden nor out of reach, they would never have known sin, separation from God, and death. But because of sin, they were condemned to a life far away from God, under the shadow of approaching death. Their future, however, was not entirely devoid of hope. God told the woman that she would give birth to children. In spite of the power of death, Eve would maintain the existence of the human race. And an even greater hope was foretold, that of the final defeat of the prince of death, Satan, by a descendant of the woman. This prophecy was fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. With this hope in view, Adam decided to call his wife Eve, a name which means life, because she was to become the mother of all the living. This name was the first act of faith of fallen man. The results of sin, which raised a barrier between God and his creature, were going to develop gradually, but some of its effects occurred at once. Immediately after their disobedience, Adam and Eve were overcome with feelings of shame and fear, and they no longer dared to appear in the presence of God. So they hid themselves. Their consciences accused them, and their nakedness made them feel ashamed. They made aprons of fig leaves sewn together, so as to cover their nakedness and give themselves assurance. God replaced this pitiful clothing with stronger garments. He made tunics of animal skin. For this, the life of an innocent animal was taken. God, in his goodness, allowed this sacrifice so as to provide for the material needs of his guilty children. Beyond this kindness, however, a divine intention of infinitely greater dimensions can be discerned, that of bringing a permanent solution to man's spiritual need of restoration and fellowship with God. The curse of sin and death, the results of the fall, would one day be taken away by the death of an innocent victim provided by God himself. The animal killed by the Lord God symbolized the atoning death of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. After clothing them, God drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, so as to keep them away from the tree of life, symbol of his presence and of eternal life and happiness, to which they no longer could aspire. The Lord put cherubim with flaming swords on the east side of the garden, so as to guard the way to this tree. For the death sentence pronounced by the Lord God produced not only physical death, but above all spiritual death, which is separation from the source of all life, God himself. So Adam went away to work the ground, taking with him his only consolation, the woman he loved. God had made Eve from one of man's ribs, and had brought her to Adam to be his helpmeet. In this way he had established the institution of marriage, which was the means he had ordained for the protection and preservation of the human race. For this reason, the Bible says, "A man will leave his father and mother, and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." God had blessed this union. "Be fruitful," he had said to them, "and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it." On leaving the earthly paradise, the first couple began to produce food by tilling the ground, and they started a family. Eve conceived and gave birth to a son, Cain. A brother, Abel, was born some time later. Their parents had never before seen a baby. Eve, on seeing her firstborn, was astonished and exclaimed with joy, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." Next episode, the first murder.